listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about winners and losers. From Genesis chapter 32, verses 25 and 24, where we read this. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Now, in sports, there's nothing more frustrating, at least to me, than losing to someone who isn't as good as you are. Sometimes the victory is won by the player or the team who isn't as talented or as trained, but on that day, for whatever reason, the ball bounces their way. Now, it's different when you lose to somebody who's better than you are. You can then walk off the field or the court knowing that you played your best game, you worked hard, you did well, you were just overmatched. The better player or team won, and today that wasn't you. In Genesis chapter 32, Jacob had one of the most fantastic athletic contests of all time. He had, believe it or not, a wrestling match with God. Now, we may speak of spiritually wrestling with God in prayer or wrestling in spiritual warfare, but Jacob's wrestling was physical as well as spiritual. He was locked in competition with God in human form. The man of Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, was God himself who wrestled with Jacob. Now, on a physical level, Jacob lost. God touched his hip and took him out of the fight. Having wrestled all night, Jacob limped back to his family that morning, a loser in the wrestling match. But Jacob won spiritually. He clung to God until God promised a blessing. That's in verse 29 of Genesis 32. Jacob, all in all, was a satisfied loser. A better man beat him. Sometimes that's what it takes for us to receive God's blessing. We need to square off with God, man to man, and have him beat us. And then we honor him as our Lord. We then may look at God as our superior, as the competitor who has fairly and decisively beat us. As the winner of every competition, God deserves our utmost respect. And as a loser in that contest, I can still hold my head high. I have been won over by a better man, that man who is God, Jesus Christ himself. Now, in what ways do I wrestle with God? There are many opportunities for me to resist what God wants to do with me. I may not physically strain against God as Jacob did, but my resistance is just as real, and my hopes of resisting God successfully are destined to always be disappointed. Losing when I struggle against God is a good thing. It brings me back to something I need to remember, that God is the creator and I am his creature. There is a comfort in knowing and walking in my place as his creation. I can look up to God and honor him as the one who genuinely deserves to be my Lord. He has won me over. Today, you can pray something like this. Lord, help me today to see the ways that I am resisting you in those areas. Please win me over. And when I find you winning me over, let me look for your blessing in my losing. There's a blessing, even in losing, when we lose, so to speak, before God.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.